Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at Mood.com.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork, refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer, or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in, all with the style you want and reliability you can count on, so you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
Sick. Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back, and we are here for our Episode 9 predictions and power rankings. We are sitting next to each other. We are in my parents' house.
It's really weird.
They're asleep at 7 o'clock at night. They need their rest.
And we kind of wish we were asleep.
Yeah,
we're not doing so hot after a big weekend.
Big weekend where Miami destroyed Virginia Tech. We got to meet intern. He's just as great in real life as you would think.
He's probably scared of us. Phil verbally harassed him for the first 6 hours of knowing each other.
He didn't know me yet. He didn't know me yet. That's the only humor I know. That's all I got.
And
you know, he walked into a fight.
He walked in to me handing him a tequila shot. And I'd say he handled it pretty well.
That's it.
We tweeted out one photo. There are more photos that will not be shared on the internet. But we had a wonderful time meeting him, watching Miami win, sitting in a car. Being very tired.
And for anybody who does follow me on Instagram, the picture I posted, the turkey is not intern, but if you want to pretend it's intern and call him out and say he's a turkey, let's do it. Like, let's go. Because somebody was dressed up as a turkey because that's, I guess, what a hokey is.
Yeah, we just kept gobbling at people whenever they would make fun of us for being Hurricanes fans.
So, but anyway, we're back for Survivor stuff. It's Thanksgiving week, the first thing that we're doing since that crazy episode last week. So we're doing our power rankings, which I have done right in front of Alexa right here.
And I did them on my phone when I was sitting in the back seat.
She had to read off who was still in the game for me. So we are very prepared
here.
We're
ready to wrap.
We know that people love our preparation. So that's what's most important. But coming into the Thanksgiving episode, we are down to 11 people. We have 6 Goliaths and 5 Davids. But really, the Davids have the numbers if they want to stick together because of Carl's in possession.
Nick's
in possession. Nick's secret steal a vote twist, and also Carl kind of has that. And then Carl has his idol nullifier. So even though Davey made his big move, puts a target on his back, he makes his big move with his idol, saves Christian, really does swing the numbers. Now you just have to make sure that you actually have the Davids on your side. Plus they have Alec, who seems like he really wants to work with the Davids. We didn't talk enough about Alec, I feel like, in the recap, because Alec did do a lot of work to make sure that Christian knew what was going on, mm-hmm. which really got it in his head, which got everybody running around talking. And so, yeah.
Well, Alec's kind of in the clear because he's the one who told Nick, and then Nick was the one who told Christian, like, something's happening, but be cool about it. And Alec's kind of getting off scot-free because this is going to look like Nick's move, and it very much is, or Nick and Davey, some combination of both of them. But Alec is the one who's really started this whole thing. So
yes.
Guess we got to thank him.
Yeah, it's like Teflon Alec right now. We had Teflon Dan, and now he's Teflon Alec. Like, he just keeps sliding by, and how is he doing this? How is he not being a target? He was great. He's great in the challenges. He's a big guy. He's likable. And he's stirring the pot. In John's exit press, he was saying, I didn't trust him after he voted out Natalia. Why would he vote out Natalia? This doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. And still, like, everybody's just kind of letting it go. Nobody's really looking at Alec as, like, this big threat. And I'm sure this week I have Alec really high, which might be a bad idea. But I look at it and I'm like, he's the only one who will work with both sides. Or if the Goliaths are like, we're going to take down Alec, the Davids are going to say, no, please don't do that because he's great for us. We need him on our side. So.
Yeah, Alec's playing a slimy game, but he's such a non-slimy dude from what we're seeing that he's kind of getting off scot-free. I have Alec mid to high, so
yeah.
Means he'll probably go home this week.
It's not fair. Alexa can see mine. She has hers locked away in her phone.
Yeah, I'm hiding my phone.
But I'll start mine off so that I can get it. Actually, my top three are all, I think, pretty safe, but my number one's Allison, and my number two is Nick. So those are the two right now that I'm feeling like – I don't feel like Allison has as good of a chance to win as Nick does, but I feel like both of them are playing both sides really well. Nick, I talked about this a lot last week. We know he has a relationship with Mike. We know he has a relationship with Christian. I know Mike went against him last week, but now Mike doesn't really have any other choice. And this is Nick's choice. Does he want to work with him? We saw him with Carl. We saw him hunting with Davey. We've seen him in this Strike Force alliance of six. He's got allies everywhere. And that makes him so hard to get rid of. Now he knows where all of these advantages are. He knows what everybody has except for Dan. He doesn't know that Dan has the second idol, but he knows everything else that's in the game right now. That's such a great position to be in. The reason I put Allison ahead of him is because if somehow one of these Davids messes something up, I don't even know how it would happen. I still have Nick at number two, but I like Allison as somebody that's never going to be a target this week. If you want to go for somebody that's unanimous, you would go Angelina. If you want to go somebody who's a threat, you would go Dan. If you can't get Dan and you want to get a right hand, you would go Kara. And if somehow they can turn it around and get rid of Alec, maybe they will, they probably won't. And then you have Mike White, who tried to make the move last week. It didn't work out. So now Mike White's a little bit more of a threat. Allison's never going to be a threat, I feel like. Nobody's going to be worried that she has idols. Nobody's going to be worried about anything like that. Plus, she has a really close connection to Gabby, and we're seeing Gabby next week saying, come to our side, come to our side. Remember, Allison hasn't done anything really against what she said she was going to do. Yes, she did vote against Christian, but they did say, we want to vote out two of the Davids before we vote on Goliath. So she did vote for Christian, but that's what everybody else was doing. I feel like nobody's looking at her as like the spearhead of that. So nobody's going to hold it against her the way they're going to hold that against Mike White, or really he's the only one in that alliance they're probably going to hold it against. Cause Alec is the one who saved everybody.
You bring up a good point about Allison. I have Nick at number one and Allison at number two. So pretty easy switch. I think I echo everything you say about Nick with his different alliances. And for some reason, my word of the night is going to be slimy. Nick very well could look and actively be playing a super slimy game, but all of these relationships seem to actually be super tight. And I remember in the recap, I was confused that Nick and Davey had this relationship. But at this rate, I'm not surprised at all because they were obviously super close. Nick and Carl, too. Nick went to find that advantage with Carl. Davey was the one who stayed back. And that's a relationship that we hadn't really seen before. So weirdly enough, I think Christian is like his third closest ally behind those two. Again, hopefully we'll learn and see how involved Christian was, or just like what those conversations were in general, because obviously Christian voted for John with them. But I think Nick is perfectly fine. Allison, I think, is fine too. I think people could see her as like, I don't even want to say challenge threat just because she won the first mini challenge. But to your point, she did everything she said she was going to do, which benefits both her, would have benefited the Goliaths. There's probably just a little bit of distrust around the Goliaths now from the David camp, I think because of the whole thing that Mike White just spearheaded. But I think her relationship with Gabby is close enough where, like, that's a personal friendship. And I think Allison will be able to go to Gabby and be like, listen, this is just the way it was going. And we never saw any real affinity between Allison and Christian either. So it wasn't like she was going to blindside some major ally of hers. But again, I think both of them are completely fine. I'll jump to my number three because I looked over at Phil's and
we have the same similar. One.
I have Gabby at number three.
Hey, so do I.
Oh my gosh.
How'd you know that?
I didn't know that. I wrote that down like 3 hours ago in the back seat while Phil was driving. So anyways, I think Gabby is going to be fine. And this is going to be just a big fat edit thing. Mike, and we didn't talk about this in the recap at all. Mike said, Carl and Davey aren't going to usurp anybody. Mm. Gabby is never going to lead anyone into battle. And Carl and Davey just blew the lid off this game. So that is so much foreshadowing for Gabby to do something. I don't know if it'll be this week. I don't know if that'll be later. But I think whatever frustrations fans have had with Gabby, I have yet to see a single player have any frustration with her. I think people like her. They probably don't see her as this like massive leader the way that they're looking at Christian or Dan or I guess John. But I think she's in a perfectly fine spot. I think she still has Christian. Christian's probably not going to go anywhere now. She has Allison. She and Alec have been working together. So she has her hands in enough people's pockets that I think she'll be fine.
Sorry, I'm trying to move the screens around so that we can see stuff. Sorry. Alexa, also come join the image. Oh, you're trying to block the light. That's right. Yeah, my parents have the lights and we can't dim them even more. But anyway, I agree with you. And that's a great point about Gabby. And I wonder what it is that people think made Carl and Davey just so unsuspecting. Like, why did Mike White not think that Carl or Davey had a chance to do anything? Mm-hmm. Like, he wasn't thinking they're not going to usurp anybody. And this is a guy who is a big fan of the show, who definitely knows that people can be dangerous. What is it about those two that was just so unintimidating? Like, why does nobody care about them? And Gabby, the thing is, the only thing fans have been annoyed by with her is that she cries. You're never going to get bothered by that probably on the island because people are probably crying so much more than we're seeing. Mm-hmm. Or she's doing it in her confessionals. She's not really doing it to you all the time. I know she did it one time at Tribal, but nobody's sitting there going, oh my God, here comes crybaby Gabby again. Like, nobody cares that much. So yeah, I think that Gabby's fine. I have her at three. I think she's in a really good spot.
Mm-hmm. You want to go to number four?
Yeah, because you probably have the same.
No,
one,
I actually don't.
So I have Christian at four. This is probably really high considering Christian almost went home last week and would have went home had it not been for idols. And we've seen idol plays happen before, and then the person goes home the next week because still they're still a big threat. But I think what happens here is now all of a sudden Christian's nowhere near as dangerous as – Christian's nowhere near as dangerous as he was. He's just not, because now Davey and Carl both can say, or Davey can definitely say, look, I played the idol for you. That's the only reason you're here. Nick can say, I told Christian, otherwise Christian goes home. Alec has an argument over Christian. Carl probably has an argument over Christian. This weakens Christian's game. And it's the same thing as I guess it was somebody on the show, right? Somebody said that the Angelina's fangs are gone now. I forget who it was, but Angelina's fangs are gone. She's no longer as dangerous. And yeah, Christian's still really dangerous in this game because if he goes to the end, he still has a really good case to win, but his case just got a lot worse.
Especially if he's sitting next to one of those
people. If he's sitting next to one of those people. And that's not just one or two people. That's a lot of people. I mean, that's – you have Nick, Gabby – Alec, Davey.
Not Gabby, sorry.
I'm actually reading down my list. It's Nick, Davey, Carl, and Alec, who I think would have a better argument over him because it's like, if you didn't have us, you would have gone home. We kept you in this game. And the jury saw it. Everybody who's going to be sitting there on the jury saw it. And like, John Mundo can say, you should have been sent home that night. Like, what did you do in that night? What did you do? And I think Christian's argument is I did the acting performance. You all believed that I was still going home. Mm-hmm. And that's something he could really do. But yeah, I'm putting him way up there at number four because I think he bounces back. And the Davids, despite not having the numbers, they do have the numbers. They have it because of the steal a vote. If it was just an extra vote, they don't have the numbers and it doesn't mean anything, but it's a steal a vote. And whose vote are they going to steal? They're going to steal Dan, who they would never trust. They'll steal Angelina, who they would never trust. They're going to go for somebody who was never even in the strike force and somebody who was never going to work with them or doesn't seem like it. They would steal Kara's vote, maybe.
I feel like if they wanted to really blow things up, they could steal Angelina's vote. The cool thing about this vote steal is they could just go to tribal council and say, like, hey, everyone, we have this vote steal. We now have 6-5 numbers. You guys fight to the death, and we're going to vote someone out. Yeah. I think that'd be amazing TV. And then we still haven't gotten into, like, what Dan's second idol is going to be. But I think I have Angelina a lot higher than I usually do. And I think she's in such a desperate situation where maybe they could grab her.
Mm. Yeah, no, and I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I mean, Angelina's an interesting spot. I mean, I'm going to keep on putting her near the bottom or at the bottom. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna keep putting her near or at the bottom every single week because I just think Angelina is an expendable one. She's somebody that everybody could get on board to vote out. And I'm not saying this in like a nasty way to Angelina. I'm saying this as anybody will vote Angelina out anytime. Like nobody's sitting here now going, we need to get rid of Angelina. Her desperately needing Dan. And I know that Dan actually wasted the idol on somebody he's not even that tight with, which is probably going to frustrate him even more because he's going to put together in his head, oh my God, it's 3-2, or Carol put it together for him, one or the other. But he's going to realize, I didn't even need to play that. They got me to play it. They got rid of my idol. Angelina's still in the game. Me and her aren't that close. Mm-hmm. And now she's even weaker because, yeah, she got Dan to give her the idol, but, like, she didn't – like people are still going to look at that and say, it's the same thing as with Christian. It's like, yeah, but somebody else had to give you that idol. Yeah. Like, that's not yours. You didn't do that. Like, and hers is still a stronger case than Christian's because she wouldn't have gone home that night if Dan didn't play the idol, but that's still something Dan can try to hold over her head later. And I think that there's going to be some animosity from Dan over this because absolutely. He just wasted this idol and it's going to piss him off.
I know. And it's not even, I think if the two of them had any form of positive relationship, it would be like a goodwill kind of idol, kind of like what Wendell did with Laurel similarly last season, because no, she didn't need his idol. But if he doesn't play that, she comes back and she is just going to destroy him.
Yeah.
So again, it's weird just because they don't like each other and he lost like the one person, or second person, because he's madly in love with Kara, second person that he's super tight with.
And that's what's interesting. If he doesn't play that would have been so much better. If he doesn't play it for her and John still goes home, that would have been so entertaining because she would have went back and said, Dan, I can never trust you. And that would have made this play even more brilliant because somehow they would have convinced everybody they're voting out the expendable one, as I'm just going to keep using now, because I think it's just the easiest term. So you're going to vote that person out, and then you convince everybody that that's what's going to happen, so much so that somebody who's in her alliance says, okay, I'm not going to play the idol for her because I don't really like her all that much. We'll still have 6-5 numbers. Mm-hmm. And like, then it's John who goes home, and now that alliance will never, ever, ever get back together, ever.
And it's so clear where the line is.
Yeah,
and I think it was clear anyways. But David's going to look at that and say, well, we really want to get rid of Dan. And the only thing that Dan has going for him is that the only person who still knows that he has an idol is Kara. And again, say what we will as viewers, Kara has yet to show us that she doesn't want to work with Dan, which next I think week. Is actually coming next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah, it's coming next week. But that he still has that. And I think at the moment, he might be okay, but he's still pretty low on the power rankings.
Yeah. I don't know if another thing came out. Alexa and I literally got out of the car and
now we're here.
Sat down to do this podcast. So I don't know if another preview came out. I don't know anything. Try driving through, you know, Pennsylvania and Virginia all day
trying to
be able to get great internet and stuff. So I didn't look for anything. But yeah, so I don't know if another preview came out, but what we were being led to believe last week was, yes, Kara and Dan are finally going to have a falling out. How much do I believe it? I don't know. I think that I should put Dan in more trouble, but the way Kara's been edited, it's been a quiet one, and it either means like she's like close to hitting the final three, or she's going to go out like kind of around now. That's where I'm feeling. So I have her higher than I probably should, and I can't change it because Alexis looked over a bunch of times. But I do think that this Dan and Kara falling out is definitely better for Kara than Dan, although if Dan wins immunity, what can Kara do? She doesn't have anything on her side. But I think Angelina would try to defend Kara, however much that's going to help. I don't know. But I think she's going to try. And that might just be enough to kind of say, hey, look, we'll come and work with you. We really can't stand Dan. Mike's the one who tried to change this on you. How can you trust Alex? He's so slimy. Let's do that. And I think that Kara and Angelina might be able to kind of make that pitch if it's very visible that Dan and Kara aren't close.
Mm-hmm. I have a couple things to say about Kara, but I'll wait on her. I have Alec at number 4, which is, again, probably super high for him. But now that you've talked that out, I think Alec could maybe be her saving grace. We haven't really seen them interact much since after the Natalia boo, where they kind of just work things out seamlessly. Mm-hmm. I think Alec's in a great position. I think he very well could go home just because he is playing middleman. And as much as no one's talking about it, I'm sure people are aware of it. And especially if it comes out that Alec is one who tipped off Nick, which I'm sure people are going to find out about, the Goliaths are going to lose their mind over that.
Yeah.
And I think if I'm a David and I see that the Goliaths are going to want to get rid of Alec, I'm okay. I would be okay getting rid of him because I don't know how truly tight his friendships are with the Davids. Like, he's with Davey, but we haven't really seen much of that. I think he just wants to stir things up. Yeah. And so if I'm a David, I'll say, fine, I'll get rid of Alec too. And then all of a sudden we have a two-person advantage because we still have this vote steal and Alec with the gun. But anyways, on to why Alec should be number four in the power rankings. He's surprisingly not a threat right now. And he's able to walk over to the opposing team and say, hey, this is what's going on. And he's like not even playing swing vote. He's just telling them. I think he still voted for Christian and he gets off scot-free. So I think that shows that the Davids really trust him and the Goliaths still have reason to trust mm-hmm. him, which is absolutely insane because he turned on the Goliaths and they knew that and just kind of swept it under the rug. So I think that speaks to how much people just like him as a person.
Yes, I totally agree. I have him at five. I really do think that Alec is somebody who he's just going to keep skating by for a little bit here, because even if people start to catch wind of what he's doing, he's still somebody that he's proven to be more loyal to the Davids than the Goliaths. So why would the Davids get rid of him? Because he's helped them. So the Goliaths might find him sketchy, and I have no voice. I was screaming at people all day yesterday. And intern, I had to yell at him. You know, I had to tell him, you can't take 4 months to put the boot lists up. But also, we made a bet, and this is true, and I totally forgot about it until literally this second.
Yeah, you guys did make a bet.
We made a bet, and he made a bet with me at a good time because I literally just remembered it this second. But he made a bet that if Miami won, he would input all of the boot lists and fantasy games for season 38, and if Virginia Tech won, then what was it? I had to.
Learn. No, Robert would, excuse me, intern would come on twice.
Twice.
I think I would still like, but Robert put the boot list in.
Yeah, now he has to put the boot list in before he's allowed to come on twice. You know, because I think intern probably could have came on twice anyway. So he didn't have his he didn't have like the right what am I looking for? What's the word?
Crystal ball.
Crystal ball. No, not the crystal ball. He didn't have like the right ammo to throw at me here, because like he probably would have done that anyway, but now I'm going to hold this over his head for like ever. Yeah, because, you know, the fan reaction was good, and I can't have that. Well, I need to be the most popular guy.
Last night, Phil was the lamest guy in the city of Blacksburg. Excuse me, township of Blacksburg, yeah. Virginia. Phil was head to pillow at 10 p.m., yeah. And I held down the fort at the bar with Robert. Mm-hmm. It was Poor Billy's. Yeah. Shameless plug, really cool bar.
Yeah.
And at one point we were just chit-chatting and he stopped in the middle of conversation. He goes, I should really put the boot list in, huh? And I was like, yeah, get to work.
Get to work.
Hopefully he's working.
Get to work. And also Alexa left the game at the end of the third quarter. So that's why I went to bed early. She went and took her shower and nap.
Horrendously underdressed because it was freezing cold. And I went and took a shower and Miami was winning and we ordered sushi. But yes, I'm a terrible fan. Yeah.
And we got here because, what was I talking about with Alec? It was something with Alec. I have no idea how we got here. I was talking about something with Alec, but I do think that Alec is just going to keep skating by. That's what we'll get back to that point.
There we go.
I think Alec is in a good spot because the Goliaths don't have the numbers, and they might think they have the numbers, but if they're worried that Alec's going to flip on them, doesn't matter. Now you don't have the numbers. And if they're worried that Alec isn't going to flip on them, right? So like if they're sitting there going, oh, he'll come back and work with us, they still don't have the numbers because the Davids can take away a vote and Alec can keep making the Goliaths think that he's working with them. The only time that he hasn't worked with them is when he voted out Natalia. So like really he's been kind of loyal. I mean, that's one, but he's been loyal in the votes. He's been loyal in what people are seeing. Nobody's hearing about all this stuff behind the scenes yet. And I think if it does come up, okay, great. That's our Goliath we keep taking with us. Let's make the final six, the five Davids and him. Nobody's going to vote for him to win anyway because the whole jury is Goliaths and none of them like Alex. So sure, whatever. So if anything comes out, there's no way he's going home. So I have him at five. I think he's really safe. I don't think Dan's going to be able to play an idol to get rid of Alec. Like that's not going to happen. And that's the only thing in the game that really scares me right now. So I think Alec is fine.
Alec's probably fine. Did you did your four?
That was my five.
Oh, you did five. Okay, I'll go to my five, which is Kara, and I want to talk about Kara anyways. I think Kara's okay, but now after we've talked it out, she did get a lot of attention in the preview, and she is having attention against someone who has an idol and someone who's probably going to continue to do well in immunity challenges. But again, it works in her advantage. Oh, am I whacking this?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I don't know where to put my hands. I literally don't know what to do with my hands.
I just remembered that. I can't hear
I know. Well, last time I like slapped the mic. That was my fault. Anyways, Kara is the only person who knows about his idol. So if she wants to blow up his game, she is probably the main, if not only, person who can do that. And I think he, like with the whole Angelina thing, I don't really know what her relationship is with Angelina, but if she wants to ruin Dan's game, she very well could. And I don't see the Goliaths or the Davids really like getting ready to get rid of Kara, because as much as we're not seeing a ton of strategy from her, because we're really not seeing much from her, we are getting like a neutral to positive view of her. And so I think all the other players see her that way too. And even though I can't think of a single David that she has a real relationship with, because she voted out Elizabeth and they seem super tight and she did that without batting an eyelash, I just don't see people wanting to get rid of her. Because I think now this is becoming a bit of a turf war, that it's going to be Dan and Christian and probably Davey and Angelina and these names that we've been seeing for a while.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking, like, my bottom four are the ones that I fear for this week. I have Kara at 7. I have Davey at 6. And Davey, that might be high for Davey after coming off such a big, big play. But the thing that I like about where Davey sits right now is he has 5 people. And they might not say, oh, you know, nobody might think like, oh, Davey's like our best friend. He's not in the strike force. He's not any of that. But the fact that Davey, they still need Davey. The Davids need Davey in order to move forward. And I don't think the Goliaths are going to come after Davey first. I think that they'll go after Carl still first, because Davey just showed, okay, here's my idol, I'm done. Now, or you're not going to sit there and go, oh, he found another one. He definitely has another one. So if there's one person who doesn't have an idol right now, you're probably thinking it's Davey because he just played his. And normally, you know, if there's other ones hidden around, somebody else will have found it right at the merge. So you're not really worried that Davey maybe has 2. So I think that Davey should be safe this week because the Davids need him. And because I don't think a David is going to go home this week. It would be really hard for one of them to go home, which is why I'm having such a hard time saying who is going to go home, because I feel like Dan, Mike, and Angelina all have really good reasons to stay. The only reason I have Kara at 7, and I think it's too high and maybe she could go home, is because if Dan plays an idol, maybe they gun for Kara as the backup plan, because Kara is not in anybody's game right now. She's really not. She's not in the Strike Force Alliance. We haven't really seen her. We haven't seen her do anything with Davey. You know, Davey voted against her the first time. We haven't seen her do anything with Carl, even though Carl hasn't voted with her. So you're not seeing much of this. And the thing is, too, Carl is the one who was saying Alex said this, Alex said that. Alex, the one who got rid of Natalia. That was all him. Carl's telling people this very vocally. And if somehow the word gets back around that, like, Carl has a big mouth, Carl has an idol nullifier, all of this stuff, it can start to be like, okay, let's get rid of him, because the Davids might not even trust him, because he's already throwing Alex's name out there, and Alex kind of working a little bit closely with these Davids. So I do think that if Kara gets a stray bullet, that's the only way that she's in trouble. But I don't think they're going to gun for Kara. I don't think it's going to be, hey, like, we need to get rid of Kara tonight. Like, I don't think that's going to happen.
No, she'll be the stray bullet, though. Or just the, well, Dan's safe, so let's just hit him one more time and get Kara.
Exactly.
All right, I'm going to go to my number 6, which is Dan. And I think that's exactly where I want him to be, because he has an idol, which I think he'll play that for himself. I think he has given himself PTSD with sharing idols with somebody else. So I think he'll definitely play it for himself. I think he definitely could win individual immunity again. And now he's very aware that he's a target. He knows that they got rid of his best friend. Clearly him and Kara are going to be in a whole thing. And it seems like when he doesn't agree with someone, he doesn't do a good job of hiding that. And as much as everyone dislikes Angelina, he has like really gone all in on that. And it's been incredibly obvious.
And one thing we didn't talk about last week, but I saw this later and thought about this later, and I was like, oh my God, how do we not say this? He's telling Angelina, just be fine. It's not going to be. It doesn't matter. We just need them to think it's going to be. When his name came up last week, oh my God, he lost his mind. And Kara was like, you need to calm down. What is wrong with you? So
we didn't talk about that.
Yeah. It's so hypocritical, because he's saying, Angelina, how come you can't just agree to this? When he's losing his mind and he's even safer than she is. Like, she's about to get 5 votes thrown her way, she's thinking. Somebody plays an idol, she's done. He had 2 idols. His name's getting thrown out there by the Minority Alliance, and he's crying.
And he doesn't understand why people are voting for him.
Yes, like, exactly. So
I'm so glad you brought that.
I really agree with you that Dan, when he doesn't agree with people, he cannot hide it. And him and Angelina right now, the reason I actually have them at 10 and 11, and the reason I have them at 10 and 11 is because this feud is coming to a head. These two are gunning for each other. They can't help it. their egos are just too big. You just have you have Angelina who's pissing off Dan, and you have Dan who's pissing off Angelina, and that's just going to keep happening. And if you start to realize you're losing the numbers, it's exactly what happened back with Timbira against Jalapau. Is it Jalapau? Yeah. Whatever. But in Timbira, they had so many egos, nobody could work together. All Tyson wanted to do was get rid of Brendan. All Brendan wanted to do was get rid of Tyson. All Sierra wanted to do was get rid of Tyson. You just went down the line, and that's why the final – it should have been final three, but that's why Aaron was the last one standing from Timbira. Mm-hmm. And that's why Taj, JT, and Steven were three of the final four because the egos were too big. And that's the thing right now on the Goliaths is I can't see Angelina and Dan ever putting aside their differences. Dan gave her the idol, yes. That is a big move. That is huge. That shows like, look, I'll be loyal to you. But now that it was unnecessary and his best friend goes home, that's not what Dan envisioned. And now Dan, I feel like, is going to be very, very annoyed that this just happened. And he already doesn't like Angelina pretty blatantly. So I'm feeling pretty bad about Dan and Angelina going into this week.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. I probably should have put Angelina lower than I did, but I'm in too deep. So yeah, Dan, I would not be surprised if he went home, but I would also not be surprised if he stayed longer. But I think you're right. That feud is finishing up soon. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine it's going to last much longer. I'm going to go to my seven, which is Christian. And I don't think Christian is going to go home. I think I treat seven as someone who I think is safe. But yes, he got a wake-up call. And yes, he was a part of actually sending John home. But I don't know how many more times people are going to save him with idols. I think he's going to look for idols a lot more intensely than he probably was earlier. And I think, again, it really helps that he and Gabby are going to be tighter than ever. Him and Nick, I think he is going to see Nick as someone who's really tight. Nick has no reason to get rid of him now. But I think the Goliaths are going to just continue to hound Christian because I don't think they're going to look at Davey, even though I have Davey a second or less in my power rankings. Mm-hmm. They're not going to look at Nick. They're not going to look at Carl. They'll probably look at Davey, but Davey's proven that he can find an idol and that he can fit right in easily. So I think Christian is still going to stick out as the leader, even though he probably isn't at this point. And so his name is just going to continue to get written down, even though he probably won't go home, but enough people write your name down. And also this David and Goliath thing, the Davids can't stick together forever. I think they're at this point, we're 37 seasons in, they are all smart enough to know that they can't keep playing this way. And so
that's just,
it could be him.
It's just such a big moment last week where all five of them made that happen that I think it carries over into this week. And then I think things start to fall apart. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have Mike White at 8, and I'm kind of, the more we talk, thinking Mike White should be my 11. I almost feel like this is the week Mike White goes. It's, you know, here's like a narrator you've had. He tries to make his move last week. His story's kind of ending. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's him who goes home and Dan and Angelina stay, but I have him at 8. But I feel like what happens is there's such a high from working together like that, the way they did to pull off such a blindside of John, to make all of that go down, that I think that the Davids stick together this week. Maybe they don't stick together next week, but definitely this week. I think that the five of them will vote together. They know they still have the idol nullifier. They know that they still have the steal a vote. So you have the numbers now. Keep the numbers. Get through this vote and then start to reassess where you're at in the game. Because you need to take out a Goliath this week. And I'm still kind of sticking to Mike's alliances that he made in the past. And I'm saying that's why he's not my number 11. But the more I think about it, the more it seems to make sense. Get rid of somebody who betrayed you more than somebody who was never going to work with you, which was Dan or Angelina. And if Dan wins immunity, which seems pretty likely, if Dan wins immunity because he's, you know, he's like one of the biggest guys left in the game, it's him or Alec, and he won the last one and he's been doing well in the challenges. If he does end up pulling it out, who's the next person you turn to? And I'm saying maybe Angelina because she's an easy vote, maybe Kara. But if Angelina says, look, I'm feeling desperate right now, I need to come to your side, why not get rid of Mike? Because you need to fill in the gap that Mike is now leaving behind. Allison and Alec, I think you're going to get off fine from last week. Mike is in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and Mike, we only briefly brought this up in the recap. Mike kind of started this whole thing by putting the target on his back by saying to Christian, I'm feeling sketched out about Gabby, which opinion-wise I agreed with, but he told Christian that, and Christian's like, whoa, 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 you're already not trusting us, and then he ends up going for Christian himself. But he was already on sketchy turf with them in the beginning. I do think you're right, the Davids are probably going to ride such a high this current vote, and then they'll fall apart.
Yeah.
So I think you're right on that one.
And I think, what was it, Adam Klein was saying about Michaela, that he would get word about things Michaela was saying to people. And I think it was Michaela. And he'd be like, Michaela, did you say that? And she'd be like, yeah, I did. And he's like, you're saying it to the person who's actually the closest ally with this person. And maybe, mm-hmm. maybe I'm thinking of the wrong person, but you need to have that awareness of who's the closest ally of that person. Like you, they might be your closest ally, but you can't talk about them, or you can't talk about their closest ally negatively to them. And you might not be their closest ally. You know, Mike might feel very comfortable with Christian, but he has to understand that Christian and Gabby played together from the beginning. You know, they've been together on that island every single day that they've played this game. Mm-hmm. So to go after Gabby and say that to him, you can't feel comfortable doing that. You have to realize, wait, they have a relationship here that is harder to break.
Mm-hmm. And I think he didn't realize that. And Mike and Christian had only played 2 days together at that point, or 4 days together at that point. So I thought that was a bit of an oversight on Mike's part, which will probably lead to him going home sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to my number eight, who now I put him pretty low for a while. I have Carl at number eight, and I don't really think he can go home. I think just the fact that he is an idol nullifier, that's got to be played before he goes home, or he could play it and still go home, because this idol nullifier, I would be really impressed if it was played correctly, because now there's only one idol in the game.
Yeah,
and it's Dan's idol. So again, actually, Dan could be really obvious when he's playing this, especially if Kara decides to tell everybody. Mm-hmm. But Carl very well could go home the same time that he plays his idol nullifier. And I think he's the Kara of the Davids, where if someone wants to stray bullet someone, or if someone really wants to injure Davey or injure Nick, you're going to hit Carl. Mm-hmm. And I think we're seeing – I'm not seeing a ton of strategy from him. And obviously he found – like he was a part of finding that extra vote, and he was a part of this massive vote. But I think he's the one who has the most to lose out of this, because just from an edit perspective, we're not seeing as much as we could from him.
Yeah, no, I agree. I do think that Carl, I have him at nine. I think Carl's in the most danger there from like an edit perspective, from a, you know, that perspective of any, if anybody's going to go, why not be Carl? Mm. You know, because Davey's proven to be a little dangerous. I think Gabby might be viewed as not dangerous, which is what keeps her around. Christian is viewed as like the leader. But if you got to take somebody out and you think you have the numbers, Carl, I think, is the way you go. But I think now if they gun for Dan and Kara really is going to betray Dan, then all of a sudden this idol nullifier gets even easier to play, because Dan, if Kara gets mad and says he has an idol so you can't gun for him, Carl just says, I have the idol nullifier. And he now knows who to play it for. He puts it in the urn and Dan goes home.
Yep, that's a good point. Kara really could turn around and flip this upside down. And again, she played with them for a bit. We don't know how close they are, but that could be a pretty accurate timeline. All right, I want to switch my 9, 10, 11, but Phil already saw, and
I did.
I am notorious for switching, and I'm gonna hold my ground on this.
It's right.
Angelina is my number nine, and I'm going to stick with that. I actually think we were talking about this on the car ride back here with Phil and his dad. Angelina is defanged. We keep talking about that. She isn't threatening anymore. People don't like her. Dan doesn't like her. People have attempted to get rid of her, and it just hasn't happened. She's not, I don't think people view her the way that they viewed like Natalie. I don't think she's certainly not unlivable. It's not like you can even be around her. And I think her tail is tucked so far between mm-hmm. her legs, she can't do anything anymore. So I think she's at the point where she's like, just include me and I'll vote. So she could very well walk over to the Davids and say, yeah, Dan saved me, but I can't stand Dan and he can't stand me. I don't have any friends over here. Let me join you. Let me just be another number. She doesn't know about this extra vote. So she'll probably think that she's a swing vote. I think you got to use her for a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can let her get to the end. And we were talking about this in the car. If she gets to the end, she's smart. Like, she will be able to make a really good case for herself. And she'll be able to say, like, none of you guys liked me, and look where I am, and you're all over there. So, again, I still think her days are numbered, but I think there's going to be someone smart enough this week to say, I can use her instead of just getting rid of her. Because keeping her around weakens the Goliaths, because she's their crack. And I think if you get rid of her, all of a sudden they're tight again.
They might be tight again, but if you get rid of Angelina, it's just proving, like, look, okay, first of all, one of their numbers is Angelina, which is bad for them, because that shows you're not a tight-knit six. We're not worried about you being a strong six. Mm-hmm. So I actually think I have Angelina at 11 right now, because Alexa saw it. I should have put Dan at 11 and Angelina at 10, but I have Dan at 10 and Angelina at 11, because Angelina might be somebody that you try to keep around because it's like, okay, if anybody's going to sweat, like if you get down to 5-5, who's the one person who's going to flip to you? Well, Alec and Allison, they're already comfortable with. But if you're really worried that the two of them aren't coming with you, you go, you get Angelina. She has no allegiance to this group. I mean, Dan did just play an idol for her, and I almost feel like it's going to cause more problem than it's going to cause positive.
Which is kind of insane.
Which is insane. Like, you would think that this would build so much trust, and I just don't get that feeling.
Yeah, they're somehow still going to scream at each other.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll finish mine off. I go Davey at number 10 and Mike at number 11. I think we've dove into why we think Michael got home this week. With Davey, I think – after you kind of convinced me, I think he's okay. I think these Davies are going to stay tight. But he is still the face of what happened. And even though Christian was acting, Nick was acting, they're not going to realize that until like a day or two later after they all swallow it. Mm. Davey like went up there. He did this whole thing. And he didn't tell Gabby that he had this idol. And there's probably someone else who he didn't tell. And I think
it was just Gabby. Actually.
It might have been
the
just
more
Gabby,
I think about it,
Christian
I think
knew.
Carl knew. I think Nick. Nick
only
and
Gabby.
Christian had to know. So yeah. I think Gabby's the only one who didn't know.
And I don't think Gabby has like too big of an ego where she's gonna be like, I can't believe you didn't.
And also the fact that Carl ends up voting with Gabby makes it seem like she wasn't the only one left in the dark.
Wow, that was such a good move. Oh
yeah,
God.
It's a great.
This
move.
Just gets like better.
It's
the
a
more
great
talk
move.
About it.
If this is actually what happened, like this move is
yeah,
insane.
This move is pretty crazy. But I think he's going to be target number one for the Goliaths because this Allison and Alec, who we know can flip over to the Davids, I don't think they have any connection to Davey. Alec kind of, but I don't know. I just think he's going to be the face of who they want to get rid of because he was the face of this move, and now he doesn't have an idol. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be fine, but his name is still going to be thrown around.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I don't really have too much else to say about that. I mean, it's just like that's the order. I think that there's so many alternate like ways that this can go. It's funny because like sometimes around like a Thanksgiving episode, you might say to yourself, okay, would they get rid of a smaller character? Maybe because it's the night before Thanksgiving. I know that they always win the slot because they're really the only show that still puts on.
Oh, that's true. It is a Thanksgiving
but,
episode.
But at the same time, there's no small character on the season. There's nobody who's like Carl got a great episode last week. Allison's been building up. There's no character that you're like, goodbye, get rid of it. Like,
yeah. I think it's Kara. Now that we're
it could be Kara.
Thing,
it could
be
Kara. But at the same time, Kara's still got a pretty good edit. I mean, she really
and
has.
She's still talking even when.
Yeah.
We don't...
And she was in the preview. You know,
yeah.
you don't put an invisible, like Purple Kelly was never going to be in the preview. Mm-hmm. You know, Purple Davey just showed up last week. That's
Purple
for sure.
Davey
my God.
Came in very hot.
I love how that was Purple Davey because he missed one episode.
And
so
his, yeah, people use the word purple like way
And
too
supposedly
much now.
He has named his Nick Alliance. We won't say it on air here, but supposedly he's named the Nick Alliance. He put that in his Instagram.
Go to his Instagram at yeah. I Hate Davey. It's pretty darn funny.
It's funny. And he said they named it. So look, if they named it, I know we're saying Nick named his alliances and oh, he didn't name one with Davey, so maybe they're not that close. Davey says they named it. It's just not a fun word for television.
I'm gonna put it on the table. This is the only Alliance name that I like.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
It's super funny.
Exactly. And the caption, the one caption that won the caption contest was hilarious. God. But that's for a different
yeah
podcast.
That is for you guys to look on
yeah.
your own time
yeah
without our advice. But look yeah. at our Instagrams because we posted some cute pictures
of turkeys.
Yes, of turkeys.
Of my friend eating a turkey leg while the Hokies were losing by 24.
Yeah, they have turkey legs at their stadium.
I know, which is
pretty
like
bold.
Weird.
It's like
cannibalism.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. We finish each other's
sentences.
Cereal.
Wow, that was so cute.
Anyway, but anyway, yeah. So that's it. I guess that's it. Right. That was
yeah,
quick.
That
but
was
it's
a nice
it's
quick
one of those we're sitting right here. We're trying to figure out what's going to happen Wednesday, but it looks like our recap is going to be delayed because of Thanksgiving. So it might not be Wednesday.
We're thinking Wednesday, but we've talked it out, and we are both unavailable Wednesday night immediately after the episode. I might not even be able to watch the episode on time. And obviously Thursday is Thanksgiving. I know we have a lot of international viewers, but we are completely booked on Thursday. We're talking about Friday morning. If possible, we will definitely recap earlier. And I guess I'll say this on this podcast. For people who are subscribed as patrons on patreon.com/survivorspecialist, we are going to put out our two patron-only podcast this week. We are going to do our Q&A podcast Saturday morning. And so what we want you guys to do, patrons or not, doesn't matter who sends it, tweet at us, Facebook, whatever, email us, some kind of broader questions that you guys have about this season, about past seasons, about like what our favorite seasons are. This could be about literally anything. Obviously, in the past couple seasons, Phil and I have dropped off on answering questions. And so we want to bring that back to you guys. So if you are a $5 patron question mark,
$5 is Q&A.
Yes. If you're a $5 patron, you get to watch this Q&A podcast. So if you have not already, make sure to subscribe to be at least a $5 patron or be a $10 one, because that would be so much cooler. So you can listen to our Q&A podcast. We're going to do that Saturday morning. And then Wednesday morning, we're going to do our retrospective podcast, which you get if you're a $10 patron or a will, which nobody wants to be, but everyone wants to pay us $10. We're not going to tell you guys what it is. We'll talk about it after we actually air it. But we know that this is something that a lot of people want us to talk about. And it's kind of cool. It's a little different.
And the one thing I want to say with the Q&As is, because we're figuring out Patreon, it's like, get your questions in before, because it's not going to be live like this.
Yes.
It's not going to be live. So get your stuff in beforehand, because it's not just going to be one of these. We have to like post it. We have to figure it out. And both of us are very new to this, and both of us are like traveling a lot. So this is going to be interesting to see what ends up happening. But we're going to do both of those podcasts this week. Whether they're released immediately when we're doing them, we don't know.
Yes.
But put your questions in, and then the other one, we don't really need your questions, but you know.
If you have thoughts.
If you have please thoughts. Tell us. But there you go.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think we're making, for people who know YouTube, please contact us. what we're thinking about doing is
making intern,
please, computer science major. We're going to like make a private, separate YouTube channel, and then I guess we might have to make two of them. I don't know. And then for like on the Patreon website, we can like message you guys. We're just going to send it to you that way until we have a more stable system. But make sure to subscribe to your Patreon. We got a ton of more subscribers just after our
recap. I think
we're
being fair play now.
Yeah. So
anybody who doesn't like fair play, that gives you even more incentive. More incentive to donate to us, because we'd be better than fair play, although we like fair play. But
we like him, but you guys don't, down, and you guys like us.
We weren't on the show.
Us your money. I just whacked the table. I'm so sorry.
My grandmas are alive, and I didn't have to lie about it. So
wow.
There you go.
Yes.
You know, and,
I love
and
everyone's
if we could have more patrons than him, God.
How cool would that be? So be a part of that. If you are a $1 patron, you get to join our patron only Facebook group, which Phil and I originally were only talking to each other on it, but everyone who is in it, you guys have been like posting discussions without us, and it's been totally awesome. We've been hopping in here and there, but this is what we want. We want it to be a community. We want you guys to be chatting. So again, only pay $1 a month and you guys can be involved in that. Pay $5 a month, you obviously get to be a part of that group, and you get to be a part of our monthly Q&A podcast. Pay $10 a month, you get everything I just mentioned in addition to this one retrospective podcast per month. So again, we're not asking for much, and we're giving you guys something that we think is really cool, and we know you guys wanted to hear from us too. So this has been pretty fun. Again, there's still a lot of kinks to work out, but we're really enjoying it so far. And if things are going well, then we'll keep adding tiers. We'll keep adding content. We're enjoying this as much as you guys are.
What if they're not enjoying it?
But then please give us more money. Maybe we'll make it more fun.
What if they're not enjoying it?
Is that it?
I think that's it. Okay. That's all I got.
That's all I got.
I'm gonna go eat pizza. I'm gonna drive Alexa to the train, and I'm gonna go to bed, because that's what I need.
I know. I slept on a pillow all weekend.
I took a red eye.
Hasn't showered, by the way. He hasn't showered in 4 days.
Took a red eye, sat in a car for 8 hours, went down there, stayed in a one bedroom apartment with 10 people. And then I drove back 8 hours. So I'm really tired. I just want to get Alexa out of here.
Yeah, I want to eat. Phil's mom just made the most amazing brownies I've ever eaten. So I'm going to eat about 5 more of those. And then I'm going to eat a couple slices of pizza. Phil's going to drive me to the train. I'm going to fall asleep the whole time, because we have spent way too much time together.
Way too much.
And then I'm going to go to work tomorrow, and it's going to suck.
I'm not going to do that. But
yeah,
hey.
Phil's going to sleep in. I'm going to I always text Phil when I wake up, because we're in love and we have a lot of things to talk about. But yeah, Phil's not going to answer me until 1 p.m. because he's on weird West Coast time. You seemed like fine with the time change. We were a mess. Yeah, there was
moving
alcohol
on.
Involved.
But
anyway, go to patreon.com/survivorspecialist. Intern just texted us, and I'm trying to look, but I'm also not, because I want to pay attention.
And also, if you want cute pictures of intern, we have thousands.
If you guys want, we follow each other on Instagram now. We are very close. I have stalked into the depths of his Instagram. I know everything about his personal life now. Partly because he told me, partly because I figured it out on my own. But anyways, intern is wonderful. He's so great. But do you know what's also wonderful? Subscribing to be a patron of the Survivor Specialist. Go to patreon.com. /Survivor Specialist. Intern told me last night we need to plug ourselves more. Like Johnny Fairplay. He was blowing it up. And so I'm going to try to do that.
Did you notice that everybody hated that Johnny Fairplay was plugging himself? That's called being smart, though. We're just not that smart. Johnny Fairplay's way smarter
than
us.
We're just trying to make a little bit of money.
Yeah.
And we're trying to make you guys happy. So again, go to our website, check it out. If you guys like don't get it, because I also don't really get it, just like message us and we'll talk it out. Like, we're happy to describe it to you guys.
Yeah.
Again, Wednesday night, we are probably not going to be recapping. We are talking about Friday morning. Again, we have our two patron-only podcasts, Wednesday morning and Saturday morning of this week. So we'll be in touch. We'll let you guys know what's coming up. We are almost at 4,000 subscribers. We finally hit the 3,900 mark. All I want for Thanksgiving is 4,000 subscribers, not a Patreon.
You might get it for Christmas.
I might get it for Christmas, yeah. But I would really like to get it for Thanksgiving. And on that note, everyone have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We'll see you at some point.
Goodbye. Hit that stop broadcast.
Also, we didn't get engaged.
IPVanish protects every device you own, your phone, your laptop, your smart TV. If it connects to the internet, it should be protected. IPVanish encrypts your connection and masks your IP address, helping keep your browsing private at home and on public Wi-Fi. And with no device limits, one account covers everything. Stream with added privacy. Browse securely. Connect with confidence. Right now, save 83% off the 2-year plan. Get started today at ipvanish.com/audio. And take control of your privacy with IPVanish. IPVanish protects every device you own, your phone, your laptop, your smart TV. If it connects to the internet, it should be protected. IPVanish encrypts your connection and masks your IP address, helping keep your browsing private at home and on public Wi-Fi. And with no device limits, one account covers everything. Stream with added privacy. Browse securely. Connect with confidence. Right now, save 83% off the 2-year plan. Get started today at ipvanish.com/audio and take control of your privacy with IPVanish.